Well done. But you didn't done it. He done it. Since he did everything for you, and since he is now living in you, and also in heaven, because he's a spirit, you are now spirit born, spirit filled every day, and spirit led. So God is wanting you to know exactly who you are. You're no longer you. You've been crucified with Christ. When he was crucified, you were crucified. When he was buried, you were buried. When he rose from the dead, you rose from the dead 2,000 years ago. And yet today, he's still finishing the atonement. He's still finishing the offering. He's still finishing the sacrifice that he made, a perfect sacrifice on your behalf to eliminate all sin. All sin, all unrighteousness, all iniquity, so that in the eyes of God, he sees the blood. He sees the blood. He sees that you've eaten and drunk of him, and therefore he counts that as righteous. So because of that, we're still alive today, looking forward to the day when he returns in his second coming, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He's always a king. He's always been a king. He's always been a loving father. God has never been an angry judge, ever. You may think so, but you're mistaken. God has always loved even those that, on their own, they are departed and they go into the lake of fire forever. It was their own decision because of their unbelief. I trust God that he knows the secrets of the hearts of men. He knows everything about you. You do not. You do not know your secrets. If the Bible wasn't written, you wouldn't know who you are. But it's no longer I that live. I used to live. But Christ liveth in me. That's a new creation. That's kine katesis in the Greek, which means you're a brand new creation, not Jew or Gentile, not anyone of this world, not natural. You are now a spiritual being on earth, though no one sees it. No one sees it, including you. You don't see that you're a new creation, but in the eyes of God, you're a brand new creation. Now, if that's true, my new identity, it capacitates me. It causes me to be able to do something I couldn't do before as a natural man. So I'm now able to do everything that God tells me to do. And so, without understanding, you do it by faith, sola fide, sola gratia, soli Deo Gloria. To God be the glory. God does everything, you do nothing. And so what God wants from you is nothing. Why? Because you are nothing. You are nothing. Did you know that he created you ex nihilo, Latin, which means out of nothing? It just spoke a word, and here you are. So the power of the word is powerful in you to capacitate you to do good works, which you couldn't do before. But now you can do all things through Christ, who strengthens you. And because of that, he's about to end civilization. Not today or tomorrow. Not even for 1,000 years. Not even for 1,260 years in between. But he's about to end this world. And so therefore, you could be the last generation, especially these babies. She probably will see Jesus return. But if you're under 30, you may well see him. I even may well see him. This is my 50th year in the ministry. So it's powerful. And every day I'm in love with Jesus. Every single day, with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my strength. And I love Peggy as Christ loved the church. She's the best, because that's a subjective point of view. And subjectively, she's the best. And I tell it to her every single day. Why? Because she has to be reminded of who she is in Christ. You're no longer yourself. You're no longer what you were raised to be. You're not part of the culture anymore. You're a new creation. The old has passed away, the new has come. Perfect tense. So since the old has passed away, it's gone. Forgetting those things that lie behind, let us press on to the high holy mark to be Christ-like, spirit, soul, body. 4, 5, 6. Spirit, soul, body. Now, it's necessary for you to grow in those three areas. It's easy because Jesus does it all. Since he created you, he also still in love with you. He'll never change his mind. Same yesterday, today, forever. Not only that, he's no respecter of persons. He doesn't care whether you're male or female, whether you're black or white or green or anything. Doesn't care about all the things that matter to us in the culture. So the culture will pass away. Everything is going to pass away. And Jesus will then completely save the culture, hand it up to God the Father, said, here's the world you intended to make before the foundation of the world. Now all that's left are your Christians, people that believe that Jesus Christ is the Lord. That's chair 4. Your faith in Jesus Christ, your faith in Jesus Christ, if you behold him every single moment of the day, all the time. Since you cannot do that, because he's the only worker, he's the only actor, he's the only one that causes everything. He's the first cause, second cause, third cause, fourth cause. He is everything. Since you don't do anything, all you can do is thank him. Thank you. How can you give to someone who knows everything, is everything, has everything? How can you give him anything he doesn't have? Because everything you have is a gift from him. So he gave you these three gifts, 4, 5, 6. Now, here's the secret I want to teach you today. This is what the Lord spoke to me this morning. Everyone is interested in marketing themselves. Okay, revealing yourself. They're interested in the fruit. They're interested in the fruit, in the what comes from having faith. I'm going to change what the scripture says by reading it to you in the way I understand it. Faith is active in love if it's faith in Jesus Christ is active in love. So it doesn't have to say. God sometimes just says something, and so you think faith is active. I tell you, faith is not active. It's faith in Jesus Christ that's active in love. Do you understand what I just said? I say what God wants me to say, and that's what he wants me to say. This is not just faith as though it's a commodity. It's not a commodity. It's a response to the promise he made to Abraham. So when he made this promise to Abraham, he said, in you shall all the families of the earth be blessed. He wasn't talking about all the families of the earth. He was talking about all the families of the earth. There's only three. Blessed be. Blessed be, the Lord said. Shem, Ham, Japheth. Shem, the Jewish people. Ham, everyone else. And then Japheth, the Caucasian, I'll never say race. There are no three races. There's only three families, and they're all one family. They're the brothers. They're all brothers. In fact, it's a family affair. And how many know that the family doesn't get along too well with one another? Even within the family of Shem, they don't get along. Even within the family of Ham, they don't get along. Even in the family of white people, we don't get along. But no problem, because we don't even get along with ourselves. Even as you're a Christian. So even Christians are a living contradiction to themselves. They believe one thing, do another. They believe one thing, but do another. So we don't even understand that, and you'll never understand it. If it wasn't written in the Bible, you wouldn't even know who you were. But it's no longer I that live. So now you are a new creation in Christ Jesus. It's all up to Jesus, who created you. Now he's justifying you. Now he's sanctifying you. Now he's glorifying you. Then he's going to marry you. Then he's going to give you eternal life. Then you have a crown on your head. You get everything with Christ Jesus. He freely gives you all things. So it's all a gift. So God is a gift giver. He's the only one that gives gifts, because he's the only one that has anything, because he's the only one that is anything. He has life in himself, as does his Son, Jesus Christ, as does the Holy Spirit. So that's who you are. You're a new creature in Christ, and for that reason, thank him, praise him, adore him, love him, do whatever he says. Don't even think about it. Your mind is not tall enough ladder to reach the ceiling. It's a 6-foot ladder, maybe it's a 2-foot ladder. Can't reach the ceiling. You can't go that high. So you'll never get to heaven by your mind, your will, your emotions. That's all you have, because God created you unfinished. Did you hear what I just said? He created you unfinished. And so you have to do everything by faith. Chair 4. So if you know that chair 4 is not chair 5 and it's not chair 6, totally separate gifts. This chair 4, that you have faith in God, you know what that does? It crucifies your flesh. It crucifies your flesh. Every time you have faith in God, you're not looking at yourself, you're looking at someone else. Because you have faith in Jesus Christ, who died for you, past tense. He is now living in you to cleanse you from all unrighteousness, and he's about to come back as your bridegroom for the bride who has made herself ready, only you didn't. You didn't make yourself ready. How many of you are ready for Jesus to come back again? You want to say yes, but I made it negative. you don't want him to come back because you're not yet purified. But if you die today, you're all set. As long as you have faith in Jesus. If you take your eyes off of him for 1 second, you're out. Did you understand that? He's coming back for a bride without spot, without wrinkle, without blemish, without stain, without any iniquity at all. And only he can do that. Only he is the perfecter. Chair 6. And you can't skip chair 5, because you live in chair 4 as a new creation, born of the Spirit. Then you then die to yourself, so it's no longer I that live, Christ liveth in me. And then you are able to be perfected in love. Faith and hope are gone. And by the second he comes back for his second coming, you will then lose all of those 4 and 5, and you'll only be 6. He's coming back for a lover. He's coming back for a bridegroom, for a bride. And that marriage supper of the Lamb will be when we don't eat the Last Supper in remembrance, it'll be something we see with our eyes. Today it's by faith, tomorrow it'll be by sight. So there's a day coming when you'll actually realize everything you did was foolish. If you did it. But if Christ did it for you, in you, through you, then it's acceptable. The only thing that does is it's what's called the salt. When you put salt with any offering you make to God, the salt is the only thing that God looks for. That's faith. Faith is the salt. So never take your eyes off the salt, because then everything you do is acceptable. Everything you do is acceptable if you add the salt. Anything that you offer to God, it's acceptable to God because your heart, and your heart is always doing this, adds the salt by believing and trusting in Jesus. Happy is the man that trusts in the Lord. Woo! I'll say that again, because you probably didn't get that. Happy is the man that trusts in the Lord. It's like, happy? Happy. That means you're happy all the time. You're happy all the time. So don't confuse 6 with 5 with 4. Don't ever confuse them. Your eyes are always toward Jesus. We are changed by beholding him. What does that do? Then you get the glory and you get the glory. So, beholding him, we are changed from one degree of glory to another degree of glory. So 5 and 6 depend upon 4. So if you take your eyes off of Jesus, you now are no longer looking at the Lord. You're looking at yourself. You become selfish and nasty, and you're not fun to live with. How many have discovered that in marriage? You probably didn't understand that question. How many have discovered that the other person has an ego just like you do, and they want their way and you want your way, and so on and so forth? And so everybody's stubborn and stiff-necked, just like it says in the Bible. So if you live under a law, you'll fail. Anyone who lives under a law will fail. Nothing is made perfect by a law. So faith is the opposite of the law. When you have faith in Jesus Christ, you have your eyes on somebody else. What he did, not what you did. What he performed, not what you performed. Who he is, not you. Now, I'm going to read this scripturally for you in a few seconds, but I first want to lay the groundwork. Today, I want you to understand this, that 6, unless 6 depends upon 5, which depends upon 4, those are the two glory, from glory to glory, from faith to faith. That's being active. So the last one is the fruit that comes from your death. Your death, 5, produces the fruit. Once you're out of the picture, then love comes forth for the neighbor. You do love God with all your heart, soul, and strength. There it is. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, 4. With all your soul, 5. With all your strength, 6. So you must love, love, love. That's why when he comes back, the bride will only be the lover. Only lovers endure. Only lovers make it. Only lovers are accepted by God. So how many of you, by faith, love God with all your heart, soul, and strength? By faith. You don't have to see it. This is not the time to see it. But later, when he comes back, you will see him. You'll understand all mysteries. Not only that, you will feel it. Not only that, you'll do it. Because all things are finished. All things are done. Complete. Absolute. So today, without criticizing anyone, I'm not critical of anyone. The Bible says, fret not because of evildoers. Why? Because evildoers are everywhere. They're even in you. So don't fret because of evildoers. Don't even bawl yourself out. Everyone today is psychological. Everyone today, and you notice all these murders and all these crimes and all this thing people do. It's all that inner violence that's in everybody's heart and in their soul and in their body. So they're now saying, this is a mental health problem, blah, blah, blah. And even the DA says here in Fort Worth, the biggest growth in all of the cases, we not murder and not breaking the Ten Commandments, is just people are mentally, and so they say that's the biggest thing going in all law enforcement now. So that is the way to fail. First of all, you can't solve it. Only Jesus can solve that by giving you a new heart and a new soul and a new life. If you don't do it that way, if you start with man, you'll end with man. And so the problem today with education is it's worthless. I don't mean it's worthless in the sense that you don't see things and learn things. I'm just saying worthless because God is not the center of your educational program, which it used to be a long time ago. Lux et veritas, Latin. Lux is light, veritas is truth. Light and truth. And you'll see, I remember when I was in college, there was a seminary on the college, and uh, it it said above the doorway, Lux et Veritas. Didn't know what it meant. So I asked somebody, what's that thing saying? Obviously carved in there, and it's meant to be permanent. I'm sure it's still there. But that meant light and truth come from the Bible. Jesus is the light of the world. He's also the truth. I'm the way, the truth, and the life, and so on. So he's everything. He's my all in all. Now, I would say today the church is mostly lukewarm. I would say today the church is not hot. And God said, I wish you were cold. I wish you were cold, because God has no problems with cold people, because sooner or later, they end up in the ditch. They end up desperate, and they're easy to win. If it weren't for the lukewarm, you can't tell what the lukewarm is, because it's neither hot nor cold. I wish you were cold. That would be easy, because sooner or later, you're going to run into a brick wall. If you're married, it comes within a day, an hour, 5 minutes. And so if you're not ready for that, you might be surprised. How many know the world today is having trouble getting along with everybody else? I mean, it's in the news all the time. And it's open today. It isn't just hidden. It isn't just a few people. It's everywhere. So everything is mess today. And Jesus coming back will salvage it. He will save whoever is ready when he comes back. Now, are you ready for him to come back? Amen. By faith. By faith. But the second he comes back, the nanosecond, very small, immediately you'll be in heaven. You will rise up. They call that the rapture or whatever. You will then be raptured out of here, because you rise as he's descending. He has already destroyed the enemy's territory. He's already destroyed on the way down from heaven. He has to go through the mid-heavens, which is where Satan was, but now Satan is on the earth. He'll have to deal with the Antichrist and the false prophet. Now, the whole secret to the world, it's easy, so easy. God said to Abraham, you're the father of faith. I want you to know, I bless Shem, Ham, Japheth, just those three brothers. So it's a brotherhood of man that we're lacking today. But don't you dare produce it in chair 6 unless you're dead in chair 5, because you're born again in chair 4. Now, if you try, it won't work. You'll just be a hypocrite and a liar. Worse, you'll fall back into legalism and license. You'll not be a lover. Only lovers. He's coming back for a lover without spot, wrinkle, or any such thing. Danny, you'll be part of that. You're a pastor. You have to be. How many know that pastors are perfect? Well, that was a lie right there. Pastors are not perfect. They're just a few breathings away from anybody else. And so every day we're the same. We're all in the same boat. Everybody's in the same boat. Blacks don't like whites, they're whitey and all that kind of stuff. Whites don't love blacks, and Jewish people don't love anybody, and so nobody loves anybody. They hate this and that and so on and so forth. The Muslims don't hate the Jews, and so it doesn't matter. Everyone hates everyone. Are you surprised? I mean, little kids don't know that, so they just do cartwheels because they don't really know what's going on in the world. But don't tell them. Don't tell them, because they won't understand it. You know, this world is, they believe in God because somebody made them, and they're going to ask that question sooner or later. Now, who made God? And since you don't know, you say, well, I don't know. Go to church and find out. Well, you won't find out, because even the pastors today are crooked and corrupt. Hello? Hello? It's very hard to find truth. Very hard to find truth. However, God, in his sense of humor, always has faithful witnesses from beginning to end. And so someone is alive that knows the truth, lives the truth, is the truth, meaning they have Christ living in them. So what God is wanting you to be righteous altogether. How many are righteous altogether? By faith. By faith. I always add that. You have to do it by faith because you're not going to see it. And those that want to see it, you're part of the visible church. The visible church doesn't exist. There is no church. The church of Christ is invisible. And the only thing he left you is this book, his word, the living word, not just the written word, but the written word that then testifies to the living word. And Jesus is the word of God. And when he comes back, he'll have that written on his thigh. He'll have that written, holiness to the Lord, on his forehead. He'll have everything written down because he is the word of God that takes away the sins of the world. That was the first coming. But now he's coming back to redeem the bride who is now ready. Happy is the bride. Happy is the bride. Happy is the man that trusts in the Lord, but happy is the bride that makes herself ready, but you didn't. You never did. Jesus did that too. By beholding him. Don't behold it, behold him. You're not looking for an experience in six. You're not looking for death in five. You can't do either of those. Just look at Jesus. And if you look at Jesus, beholding him, we are changed from one degree of glory to another degree of glory, five and six. That's it. There is no more. So it's real simple. All you have to do is do all the Ten Commandments perfectly. And since you can't, it's by faith. And since you can't even imagine that or think about it, don't. Your brain will never figure this stuff out. The university here is worthless. It's worthless in Dallas. I care whatever university or school or graduate school you go to, it's just humanism, just part of the culture. Jesus is opposed to all human culture. It's passing away. It's passing away. He sent Jesus Christ to change the world, but this is the way he changes it, individual by individual by individual. But we're all interested in marketing. Let's get the chair six as fast as we can. There are many Christians that do this. Now, what have I said so far that's sunk in? What have I said so far that's sunk in? What do I want to teach you today? Hear what the Spirit says to the churches. What is the Spirit saying to the churches right now? Can we do anything today that would please God? Can you? Is a trick question.
Works wrought in God by faith.
By faith, exactly. So you can do good works, but you don't do them because you have to have faith in Jesus. Chair four. That is forgiveness. He will forgive you for all your sins, but they're still with you. So you have to die to yourself so all the sin is gone. He cleanses us from all unrighteousness. And then you have to then be a lover of your neighbor. So I love God with all my heart, soul, and strength, and I also love my neighbor as myself, finished. So the Ten Commandments, if you read them by the letter, it kills. But if you read them by the Spirit, it gives life. So everything I read in the Bible is totally 100% promise. Everything I read in the Bible. You shall have no other gods before you. It's a promise, or is it a command? You shall have no other gods before you. I can say it this way. I'll put some emphasis on it. You shall not have any other gods before me. That must be a command. But what if I said, you shall not have any other gods before me? It's a promise. Did y'all see what I did? So you can take any law and turn it into a promise. Same words. I didn't change the words. I just changed the New Testament way of reading the Old Testament. So the Old Testament way is that everyone here can be good by faith. By faith. In Jesus Christ, doing the work, and you just simply get the blessing. He bears the burden, you get the blessing. He bears the burden, you get the blessing. Just like every husband here loves his wife as Christ loves the church. Danny, do you?
Yes.
Okay, you're going to heaven.
All right, I
Ian, are you loving your wife as Christ loved the church?
Yes.
Giving her all the blessing?
As much as I can.
As much as you can. No, you have to do this. Can you do it by faith?
The only way.
The only way. Okay. Do you love your wife with all your heart, all your soul, all your strength? Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, just say by faith.
By faith.
Of course it's by faith. He doesn't want you to do anything, because what kind of a father would he be that didn't do everything for the children? What kind of mother would you be if the mother doesn't do everything for the children when they're little? And as they grow up, you still can't do everything for your children. It's the problem today. Love doesn't solve problems. Love never sets you free. Truth will set you free. No one is interested in the truth. They want the love. They want the fruit. They want six. Everyone wants six. That would prove that I was a Christian. But I do it humbly. No, you wouldn't. Secretly, God can read your heart. You didn't do anything humbly. You wanted your name on there. You wanted credit for it. So we're going to put up a thermometer next week thing and say, you know, Let us strive to get to this goal, and so on and so forth. So all the churches want, they're not givers of the Word of God, truth, which will set you free. The truth is, you don't have to do a thing, just be yourself. Be exactly what you are. And let God improve you. Let God change you from one degree of glory to another degree of glory. Keep your eyes on Him. Beholding Him, there's nothing else in the universe except Jesus Christ. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are all one. They're all one. In the Greek, that's boule. They have a council together, and whatever God intended to do when He created the world, the heavens and the earth, en arche ein hologos proston theon. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And the Word was God. So, since God has solved everything, we should start with God and end with God. Because Jesus said, I'm the Alpha and the Omega. I'm the beginning and the end. And I'm also the way. So I'm everything. So since that's the case, you have no right to be unhappy for the rest of your life. Okay, how many hands? I'm going to be happy from this day forward. I'll be happy all the time by faith. You have to do it by faith. But someday when He comes back, you'll actually see it and you'll actually know it. You actually did love. You actually did understand it. There's no mysteries. There's no mystery of iniquity. There's no mystery of righteousness. You are righteousness because Jesus is your righteousness. So He did what you couldn't do because you couldn't do it because you're imperfect. Because you're imperfect means let Him then forgive all your sin, cleanse you from all sin, and then perfect you so that there's no sin, so that you actually can be the bride without spot, wrinkle, or any such thing. So the bride today, David's daughter, she's going to have a wedding today which will celebrate the fact that she's not ready. She's not ready, even though they get along and they're fine and so on and so forth. But marriage doesn't work. God designed marriage not to work. Are you familiar with that? God designed it not to work without God. But with God, I can do all things. So without God, I can do nothing. Apart from me, you can do nothing. But in me, you can do all things. So being in relationship to Jesus, chair four, produces 5 and 6. If you don't do it that way, if you just try to skip over 5 because no one wants to suffer, be chastened, be taught, be wrong every day, no one wants to do confessing every day about your sins. But you must do that as long as you're alive until Jesus comes back. As soon as Jesus comes back, you'll be perfected. The second He comes back, you'll realize I am now what I've always been by faith. Now I see it. It doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when He appeareth, we shall see Him as He is. That's the problem. You have to see him as he is. He is what? He's the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world, not in first coming, but on the second coming, he'll be King of kings and Lord of lords with vengeance for all the wicked and deliverance for the righteous. So this world will end exactly the way God intended it from the beginning. You won't go back to Adam and Eve. This is after you've sinned. He already knew that. God calculated that when he created you, is Danny will sin. Then his son-in-law probably will follow him. So since that's the case, don't worry about that. Don't even think about it, because your brain cannot comprehend that. The darkness cannot comprehend or overcome the light. So light, first thing he created was light. Let there be light, and there was light. Let there be people. Let us make man. Betzelemnu kadamutnu. In Hebrew, that means they will be looking like us, creating them in our image, our Father, Son, and Holy Spirit image, and also according to the capacity they have to be like us, but not us. You can be like God, but you can't be God. That's the first lesson you need to learn in life. You're not the boss. You can try to control people, but you can't. The government can't control its people. Even though we had these noble words written in our Constitution, Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence, all those words don't work unless you are righteous right here because you're a Christian. This only works for Christians. This is not a country made for non-Christians. John Adams said it, but everyone said it. They all said, We think the genius of this people is that they are born again. We think the genius of this people is that they're religious and moral people. Let's make a constitution for them to be free so that they be produce then justice. And so then they can produce peace on earth, goodwill toward men. You remember the angels saying that when Jesus was born? Glory to God in the highest and peace on earth with him. Goodwill toward men with them. Peace, peace, when there is no peace. Now, today, we don't have peace, and there'll never be peace. Even Trump can't do that. So the biggest thing you can do is say, I want to go all the way with Jesus, and don't even think about what you're saying, because it's written in the Bible. Just do whatever it's written in the Bible, just do it. Don't think about it. Don't feel it. Don't want it. Don't want any fruit. Just do it. And as you do it, God will do it for you, then in you, then through you. And when men see your good works, they'll give glory to your Father in heaven. Okay. Is everyone with me? That was just an introduction. That was just an introduction. Now, I want to read to you John, the third chapter. So turn to John. John, the third chapter. So This chapter in John is so powerful, so powerful. Now, here's how it begins with Nicodemus. All right, Nicodemus. Okay, what does Nicodemus mean? Anyone know the Greek? Nikos, Nike, and then Demas. Demas means the people, the common people, everybody. The common people, not those that are high muckety mucks, but those that are just regular people. So this is one is saying something like this, that Nikos, or it could mean conquering, or it could mean having victory over, or it could mean prevailing, or it has all kinds of meanings. So it's something like this if you'd translate it literally. It says, Nicodemus was a man who had power over the people, the common people. You understand that? Because he was part of the Sanhedrin. He was a ruler of the Jews, and Jesus even called him that. So Nicodemus, let's read about this Nicodemus guy. And he was sent by the Jews to talk to Jesus at night. Remember, he came at night. But there was a man from the Pharisees, Nicodemus, his name, a ruler of the Jews. This one came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you have come as a teacher from God, for no one is able to do things, these miracles which you do, except God be with him. Now, you notice this? He's not talking about it. He's just talking about him. Because this man comes as a superior to Jesus and trying to put Jesus, instruct him a little bit, because he's a rabbi. And he's talking to another rabbi. So he's a high muckety-muck one. Jesus is a lowly one. Did you notice Jesus came as meek and mild? But here's someone that doesn't want any glory, because he knows that the glory he had before the world is kept by God in heaven for you, just like you do. You do not see your glory right now. You're glorious. Say, I'm glorious. Look at your neighbor and say, I am glorious. Because you are glory. Why? Because God loves you. Because God loves you unconditionally, without any condition. God loves you as you are. He doesn't love you fixed up. He doesn't love you fixed up. He'll do all the fixing. He wants the burden. He'll give you all the blessing. He wants the burden. The wife gets all the blessing. It's powerful. This changes the world. We know that you have come as a teacher from God, for no one is able to do the miracles which you do except God be with him. And Jesus answered and said to him, truly, truly, I tell you the truth. I say to you, if one does not receive birth from above, born again, born from above, anothen in the Greek, he is not able to see the kingdom of God. In other words, you have to have another birth, not the one that you have naturally. So nature only is temporal. Nature is fast being over. It'll no longer be. This nature is just for this world. And it's just for this world to make you guilty. So the whole law of nature is do good, don't do bad. The whole law of nature is just do right, don't do wrong. The whole law of nature is be just, don't be unjust. The whole law of nature is, don't be evil. Do what's right. Nobody can do it. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. If all have sinned and fallen short, then that includes you. You're part of the all. You are a human being. But this superior one, Nikos, victory over the people. Are your politicians today giving you all the blessing and they get all the burden? No, they've reversed that. How is it that we have a constitution that protects us and yet they don't? You have freedom and yet you don't. We have everything that you want in text, in words, but no one today understands the founders, even if they read about them, because it's just words. They're just footnotes. It's historical. They talked about liberty, but yet today everybody has to sign up. Everybody has to pay taxes. Everybody has to do all kinds of things that the government makes you do, as though the government were your master and you were the slave. But I was supposed to be the master. Even says so in our Bill of Rights. All men have a natural and indefeasible right to worship God according to the dictates of their own conscience. Their own conscience is individual, private, not part of the public. And yet today, the government's over every church. The government's over everything that exists today, and they have all the money. And they keep raising prices and prices, and values go up and up and up. Are you not familiar with that? Because it's happening every day, whether you want it or not, and they can only take what they can take. So they're well aware of that. They measure this out. That's what the Federal Reserve is all about, and so on and so forth. And it's neither federal nor reserve, nothing. Nothing makes sense today. Are you familiar with that? You don't have to be. If you're not familiar with it, you'll run into it anyway. You don't have to know anything about economics, politics. You don't need to know anything about it. But it's there, permanent, and God wants it to be righteous. With righteous people, Bad laws with a righteous person is better than good laws with an unrighteous person. Because it's the person. And God has right here the perfect person, born again of the Spirit, filled with the Spirit every day, led of the Spirit. You're a son of God. Only the sons of God go to heaven. I'm just telling you, it isn't enough to be born again. But that foundation has to have a building built on it, five, which has to have an activity going forth from it to show God. So since that's the case, the foundation is to build the building, and you have to have enough cash, you have to have enough money, liquid, to be able to finish the building you started, so that it's righteous and you reveal God to everybody, especially to the neighbor. So God has rigged this so that it doesn't work without God. Can you see that? God allows man, he permits it, he allows man to make mistakes after mistakes after mistakes until Jesus comes back as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, because he's the only emperor this world will ever know. So all the emperors are liars. They are tyrants. They are despots. They are people that continually think about taxes, how to confiscate all your goods. But they don't do it because we would throw a riot and then the government would fall apart. So they just are careful. So this building is worth over $1 million plus the parking lot. But the other day, Peggy and I just went in. They said, the TAD wants this much money for your building, $1 million and so on and so forth, to pay a tax on that. And what is your opinion on that? I want it to be put in half. So it's only worth $500,000, and that would lower than the tax. And so they lowered the tax, said, yeah, okay, we agree. Isn't that funny? How many know that God blesses you? How many know that God blesses you? And so since God blesses you every day, all the time, you just say what you want. You just pretend like you're the master, because you are. Did you know that God made the people the master? There is no king without a people. So the people are the government, not the king. The king is just the servant of the people. So everything, these words mean nothing today because nobody understands how those words work. But they're actually all in the Bible. Everything is in the Bible about politics, about economics, about everything you want to know. It's all in the Bible. So you can read this Bible every day. You need to read this Bible every day. How many promise from now on you're going to read the Bible every day with your family? One, two, three, four. Five. That's a good, I love this congregation. So honest. So it's good. Because I don't have any trust in you, I believe in God. I'm just going to believe in God. So God says, don't fret. Don't worry about all the problems. Don't worry about Al-Qaeda. Don't worry about the homosexual agenda. Don't worry about people just doing anything they want to do. Don't worry about it. God fixes that. Are you looking at me? Don't look at man's problem and try to solve it. Don't fix the world. Don't improve the world. Now, everyone today is into self-improvement, self-exaltation, and so on and so forth. So what? Don't pay attention to it. Just look at Jesus. How many here agree from now on I'm going to look at Jesus only? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Oh, I'm doing better. So if you just realize that God has everything rigged for you to win totally, you just have to suffer a little bit. Chair five is when you're dead, God can do anything through you. But if you're not dead, then you just have faith in God that he forgave you for your sins, but they're still there. And sooner or later, as you grow up, you realize, I don't want to just know God. I want to know him intimately. I want to have a relationship with him, fellowship with him. That is my whole life, tied up in him, the giver of all good gifts. So God wants that. So now how many, having said that, how many want to know Jesus more than you do today? You want to have really an experience with him? It'll never happen. As long as you're focused on that, it'll never happen. Keep your eyes on Jesus, and don't forget that He does it all. He created you in the first place, then He knows your sins, He knows all about them. He's not bothered by them. He sent Jesus to die for that. He forgave you. Now He's going to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. All means all, means all, means all unrighteousness. So you won't have any. So then you can be then a perfected in love. Love being perfected is what God wants on the earth. Not when you go to heaven. Now, in this world. You can do this right now. Danny, you can do this. It's amazing. You could actually be a holy man, a righteous man, by faith. But someday you'll see it. It doth not yet appear what we shall be. We know that when He appeareth, and He hasn't yet, we shall see Him as He is, King of kings, Lord of lords. And he who thus hopes in Him purifies himself as He is pure. That's it. So it's so easy. Everything God makes for you is easy to do because you don't do anything. All you do is read the Word. All you do is read the Word and act on it. Why do you act on it? Because it's true. Happy is the man that trusts in the Lord. Whatever He says to you, that's your instruction book, the manual for how everything works. If you do this, you'll be happy all the time. Now, Nicodemus is going to instruct Jesus here. Truly, truly, I say to you, if one does not receive birth from above, he is not able to see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said to him, how is a man able to be born being old? He is not able to enter into the mother's womb a second time and be born, is he? Jesus answered him, truly, truly, I say to you, if one does not receive birth out of water and the Spirit, he is not able to enter into the kingdom of God. Now, you see, Jesus introduced another thing here. He said, water and the Spirit. Now he's complicating things for Nicodemus, who's supposed to be the teacher here. That receiving birth from flesh is flesh, and that receiving birth from the Spirit is spirit. So there it is. There's only two kinds of people in this world. You're either born of the flesh or you're born of the Spirit. You're either born of the flesh or you're born of the Spirit. How many here are born of the Spirit? How? How did you get it? Just from hearing words. That's why I'm surprised that the whole Fort Worth is not here. I can't believe it. I'd want to be here to hear these words because most people are born of the flesh and they're just acting out religion with the flesh. They have the form of religion without the power of it and so on and so forth. And they know it. They know that they're lukewarm. They know that they make provision for the flesh, but not in this church. In this church, we have true believers, right, David? Amen. By faith. Okay. By faith. And so if God doesn't do His job, you're finished. But what if God does do His job? What if He didn't lie? What if He tells the truth? And Jesus said, I am the truth. So what if God told the truth, and if you'll just not try to be six without being five because you're now a four, you could be witchcrafted. Who has bewitched you, O foolish Galatians? You began in the Spirit. Now he's born of the Spirit. But you don't have a new soul and you don't have a new walk body. You don't have that outward. So now what you need to do is realize only Jesus can tell us what to do and then do it for us and then in us and then through us. So if that's the case, what can you do? Nothing. Nothing. Don't do anything. Just be yourself. Well, I'll probably sin. Probably. That was a joke. You will sin. If you try to do any of the works that Jesus told you to do, you can't. So don't worry that marriage doesn't work without God. It doesn't. But it does in your case, right, David? Because of the wife you married. She was a good one. And Danny, it works in your case too. And you're a pastor. So that's amazing. Did you know that God has a sense of humor? It's kind of like, you know, swallowing camels and straining out gnats. I think that's funny. I mean, can you imagine somebody swallowing camels and straining out gnats, you know, and so on. So he has a sense of humor. You know, pouring new wine into an old wineskin, and it's brittle, so it'll burst. Not only the wine will be lost, but then the container will be lost. So that's funny. To me, that's funny. Because no one ever did that because they knew that would destroy everything. I'd lose the wine and the wineskin. We need new wineskins today for what I'm talking about.
Amen.
We need to change the whole system of how the church works so that it is not just lukewarm. Chair 4, bewitched, so that it's chair 5. So witchcraft is what runs the world. I don't know if you know that. Witchcraft runs the world. Because you're born again of the Spirit, and yet you're now becoming a civil and religious tyranny. You're a bad leader. So where is the leadership in the church today? Oh, it's easy. Here's what Jesus said. If troubles happen to you, how many have troubles?
Amen.
If troubles happen to you, turn to God. Just turn to God. Humble yourself. If my people will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, if they're turned from their wicked ways, then I'll hear from heaven and forgive their sins. Not the bad people. And heal their land. That's how to heal America. It's easy. Just go back to the beginning. All we have to do is have a church that could humble itself and pray and seek his face. Pray actually means not just pray, but it means not just intercession, but it's also petition. It's all that stuff. But it means praise. It actually means worship. And then seek my face. There he is. Beholding him, we are changed from one degree of glory to another degree of glory. So all of that is ready for you. Now, I'm going to close with this because this is a powerful, powerful chapter which will change your life. So it says down in verse 20. For everyone practicing wickedness hates the light and does not come to the light in order that his works may not be exposed. But the one doing the truth comes to the light so that his works may be revealed that they have been wrought in God. So in other words, when you do good work, God did it. When you do good work, God did it. So what did you learn today? That when you do good work, you didn't do it. So just do it and then put some faith to it and it's okay because God did it. So God be the glory. To God be the glory. So God wants all the glory. And what's he going to do with the glory? Give it to you. Because he's a good father. Good fathers save up for the children. Good fathers take care of the grandchildren. Good fathers and mothers, they're always thinking of, what do I do when I'm departed from this world? And so we need to do that. We have been doing it because I want everything to be as though my death is a non-event. So my death, I'm going to be in a couple of days, I'm going to be 79 and you only get 80. So it's all right. David will be a pastor pretty soon, Danny and so on and so forth. So we'll have plenty of people to take over. And these are mighty men of God because they believe in the Word of God. So if you don't provide for the future, David Halverson, my son, other people, they're all ready. And they then are taught the Word, taught the Word, taught the Word until you realize what I've taught you today is not taught. Because people think, if I'm just born again, I've got it made. No, that's just the beginning, the foundation. No. You also have to die to yourself. Yeah, yuck, I kind of want that. No, that's the favorite chair right there. Your death is going to make God work because God doesn't want you to help him out. He doesn't want you to cooperate. Doesn't want you to be a salvation person. Just leave it alone. So all religion is not outward. It's all inward. The kingdom of God is within you. If the kingdom of God is within you, that means it's within you, which is Jesus within you. That's why he rose from the dead and jumped right into your heart. Yes, he also went to heaven to show God the wounds and so on and so forth. but he also lives in your heart at the same time.
Amen.
Because he's a spirit. And spirits can't be contained in a wineskin. They need new wineskins for the spiritual life. So you are a spiritual people doing spiritual things for a spiritual God. Because God is spirit. And everyone that worships him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Isn't that exciting? So what did I teach today? David, what did I teach today?
That God does everything.
Yes.
We do nothing.
Yes.
That's our greatest strength, to do nothing.
Right. What did I teach today, Ian?
In the beginning, we're sinners. Then we end as a bride.
But right.
In the center of it all is faith.
Right.
And that's what controls it all.
Right.
That's.
So when he forgives your sin, they're gone. I don't know if you know that. When he forgives your sins, they're gone, but you still have them because that's only in your heart. So you have a new heart, but you don't have a new body yet. Because you don't have a new soul yet. So he's working now on not your heart. He has your heart by faith. But now he wants to make that faith in Jesus keep going until you're perfected in love. Now, since you can't do it, don't even understand it, you don't even need to. Just simply do what you can do and put faith to it. Boom. Simple. So he's made it so simple that even a child could understand it. Without understanding it. You can understand the words, but you don't know what it really means. You don't have to. Just do what God says. You are my people. If my people, if you just do what I say, humble yourself and so on. You can't humble yourself. You cannot seek his face. You cannot turn from your wicked ways. You cannot. Do you understand that? If you've tried at all, you're frustrated. You're angry. You're impatient. And so you're going to sin. All you can sin. Because people don't like Christianity because it doesn't work. Yeah, it does if Jesus does it all. It doesn't if you do it all. Or help him. Or assist him. No, he doesn't want any assistance. Even pastors are useless. Why? Because Jesus doesn't want any pastor to be anything but a servant. They're just a servant who takes all the burden, you get all the blessing. So, you didn't have to prepare today, I did. And I do it all the time. Danny does it all the time. Read the Bible every day, pray every day, love people every day, suffer every day. This is great. Danny, do you hate doing it?
Hate doing what?
Reading the Bible every day.
No.
No, you love it.
I love it.
And the reason you love it is because it's your life. Your whole life is not being great. Your whole life is being humble, is knowing that Jesus wants new leaders in politics, new leaders in economics, new leaders in society, new leaders in the church. I'm not wanting anyone kicked out. I'm just simply saying they're not doing what he wanted because they have bad theology in their head. Their minds are confused because they think that this is not the truth. This is the only truth there is. This is you in the eyes of God. God doesn't see anything else but this. He has his eye on this and knowing there's not a person in the world that can resist this teaching. Not. It's not possible. But when you do something under a law, it'll be imperfect. You do it under the gospel, it's perfect. By faith. Hope you're blessed today. All right, Danny, I want you to pray.